A new state historical marker in Milwaukee honors the city's Chinese laundry era. Starting in the late 1800s, Chinese immigrants owned dozens of laundries to provide for their families. The marker sits outside the YWCA on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. That's where one of the last laundries operated until 1976. A short film by Beijing native and UW-Milwaukee lecturer Yinan Wang covers the marker's unveiling and previews a second marker expected to be installed at the Forest Home Cemetery next spring. The new marker will honor the Chinese tradition of tomb sweeping. WUWM's Eddie Morales asked Wang about the film and his experiences living in Milwaukee for the past decade.
So all my films or like all my works after I came to the U.S., are pretty much about myself and also are pretty much about immigrants. The films is about the markers for the laundry and also the markers for the cemetery. But I think the people who are behind of those markers, they were immigrants. So they were immigrants and I'm an immigrant myself. So I feel like there is some sort of a connection. And I feel like that connection is very strong. Yeah, even though we live apart maybe like 100 years, but I still feel them. Yeah, so it's not only on the intellectual level, not only on the emotional level. It's kind of like on my skin level. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's why I really want to make this film. Yeah.
Yeah, and some moments from the film, like going back to where the Fred Moy Laundry was located with his granddaughter, Anna Wong. Can you talk about what that was like revisiting her childhood moments through her eyes as she's leading you through some of her memories? Can you talk a little bit about some of those experiences that you had?
That's a great question. So we moved to the area like 2 years ago. Personally, I'm very interested in the history, but I didn't know about that area a lot before I met Anna. So after I met her and because she lived there and her family and her parents and her grandparents. So because I walked past or like I walked down this like street a lot, like every day, I was trying to like imagine, so what's this neighborhood like used to be like right here. I think she mentioned in the film, like there used to be like a very famous department store called Gimbo, just located there. I was just trying to immerse myself in that space and to imagine, okay, so I'm in this Gimbo from like 1960s. Yeah. So I wasn't born here, but I do feel like this is my city. I do feel like I have like so many connections with this place. Yeah. So that's kind of like what I got or like what I take away.
And when you make that comparison about your own experience and past generation experiences here in Milwaukee, how would you describe those comparisons?
I think there is definitely like everything is getting better compared to what's happening like 100 years ago. But I think like from like the recent years, I feel like there is a very strong like tendency, like also kind of like repeated what's already happened from 100 years ago. I feel like there is a very kind of like strong kind of like pushback for the immigrants.
Does this project overall, does it have any particular significance to you because of your own personal experience, of course, but also because of this heightened focus on immigration policies right now in the U.S.?
So I wasn't thinking about the immigration policies when I was making this film. But I think like another like personal wish, I want to dedicate this film to my child. Yeah, because she was born here and she is a U.S. citizen, and she's going to probably live her life here. Yeah, so I wonder this film can be something like a book or something like a reference for her when she grew up. I mean, during her grew up in Milwaukee, I feel like this film will make her feel not alone. I wonder this film make her feel like it belongs to here. Yeah, so she's part of the city and she's part of the like Wisconsin.